Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church. And here we are together again on this first Sunday in December. Hallelujah. 2023. So good to see all of you here this morning and ready. Hallelujah. I see you are ready this morning. Ready to bring the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, this is the day that we're going to have tag team preaching and communion. So let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One, the Mighty One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Greet everybody, Pastor Mom. Tell everybody good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Say good morning, everybody. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom got up. She's all ready this morning. She had her time of praise and worship. Hallelujah. And she's ready this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As I said, good to see all of you this morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Minister Joanne. I was thinking about you this morning. God bless your heart. Good to see you this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, Price family. Good to see all of you here this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, Minister Rachel and family. Wonderful to see all of you here this morning. I'm looking forward to some singing when it comes time for the sermon, for the tag team preaching. You guys, I know you're going to have a good time today. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our scripture for today. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Let's read together, and then we're going to go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 95, let's read together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love how God does things. Amen. This psalm is just a beautiful psalm, and everything that he has us doing just flows from the scriptures that he has us reading earlier. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and let's read it together. And I'm sure most of you have begun to memorize these scriptures. Hallelujah. Let's say it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul has made her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Say this real loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You know, the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge, and that's why we do our pearls to ponder every Sunday. So he's given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his names, his character, and his nature. So every month we get a new name, character, or nature of the Lord. And for the past 2 months, we've been in patience and long suffering. Hallelujah. And where we are in the month of December is joy. Hallelujah. Joy, the joy of the Lord, joyful God, joy, Lord, hallelujah, joyous Lord, amen, everything about joy, and it's all about him, hallelujah. And so in this pearls to ponder, we find that the joy of the Lord is the gladness of heart that comes from knowing God. So it doesn't have anything to do with the circumstances and the situation. It has to do with our heart. Gladness of heart comes from knowing God, abiding in Christ, and being filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I think of that song. I don't have it queued up today, but I think of that song. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And when we begin to know him in every aspect of our life, in our decision-making, our actions, our behaviors, and when we communicate with him continually, we find that he is the foundation of our life. And that's when joy begins to just spring up in any situation. And nothing happens without him. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, we got a couple of scriptures here. Psalm 16:11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. Habakkuk 3:18 says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. And when we rejoice and have joy in the Lord, hallelujah, his joy, because he is joy, hallelujah, just spreads all through our heart and goes all through us and begins to just overflow in our life. I have joy overflowing. Hallelujah. Amen. Here's a song that I find these cute little songs. And this one is called Joyful God. Amen.
We sing for you. God is the Lord.
Happy are the people whose God is the Lord.
Living for you, God, our great reward.
Living for you, God, our great reward.
You put a smile on my face.
You put a smile on my face.
Release your joy in this place.
Release your joy.
Hallelujah. Joy, joy, joy. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So that joy, glory to God, the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Amen. So this month, we're going to be talking about joy and having joy in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That gladness of heart. Amen. And that's our pearls to ponder for today. Hallelujah. So ponder on the joy. Amen. You feel yourself feeling some kind of way during this Christmas season and wondering where the joy is? The joy of the Lord. That's where it all is. The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And while I'm talking, you know, I just heard recently about what's going on in Bethlehem during this Christmas season. And praise God, we went to Israel a couple of years before the pandemic. And I had no clue, I had no idea that Bethlehem is now with the Palestinians. And so in order to get to Bethlehem, we had to go through a checkpoint where they, you know, check you to see, you know, who's coming in here, because it was run by the Palestinians. And our driver was a Palestinian. And praise the Lord, he got saved. He said he was a Christian, but that's a whole nother story. But anyway, he received Jesus. So he took us over to Bethlehem, and we were able to see the nativity, you know, where it was and all of that. And today, what they're saying, of course, with everything going on with Hamas and all of that, some people are saying that they have canceled Christmas in Bethlehem. That's what the headlines are saying. However, hallelujah, God is still God. So what they ended up doing was they made it so that the lights, you know, they're not able to put up lights and, you know, those things that we do, like in the United States, to show that it's Christmas. They're not able to do that. But they're able to have church service. They're able for people to come over and really concentrate on the true meaning of Christmas. Hallelujah. I was so blessed by that. So there's a church over there that's putting up a big tent, and inside this tent, they're going to walk through the birth of Jesus and talk about Jesus and give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And that's going to be right in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all I see is Romans 8:28 in full effect. Glory to God, that God is working all things together for good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose and plan. Hallelujah. Therefore, we can continue on with this joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our declaration for today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You know, you got to, in the Lord, it's good to have eyes to see what he's doing and ears to hear what he's doing. Even when it looks like things are shut down, God is still God. Hello, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Our declaration, Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. So we're going to declare and decree some things. We've been doing this for a while, and hey, I'm seeing some light, y'all. I'm seeing some light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm seeing more light than I have seen before. And I pray that you are too. And anytime you want to give a testimony, this is an awesome day for testimony today. Amen. And then Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Hallelujah. So the grass is starting to fade. It's starting to wither now. And the flowers, it's getting cold out there. They're starting to fade, or they faded already. But the word of God doesn't fade in and out, doesn't wither. It stands forever. Hallelujah. We're going to do some short declarations today. So be fully engaged. Hallelujah. Because everybody, all of us, if you don't feel like you need it right now, time's going to come when you do need it. Amen. And the word will be there waiting for you, standing forever. Amen. So some short declarations. We're going to do 7 quick and short declarations. So repeat after me. I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
Amen. That's from Psalm 103:8-12. And 1 John 1:9. Continue on. Repeat after me. I am free.
I am free.
Hey, hallelujah. I felt that. Somebody said that loud. Amen. And we get that from Psalm 118:5 and John 8 in verse 36. Hallelujah. Continue to repeat. Repeat after me. I have hope.
I have hope.
Hallelujah. Psalm 25 and verse 3. And then Psalm 71 and verse 5. Amen. Okay, continue. Repeat after me. I am gifted.
I am gifted.
Amen. That's Romans 12, verses 6 through 8. And 1 Corinthians, the whole 12th chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You gifted, I'm gifted, we gifted. Amen. Repeat after me. I have purpose.
I have purpose.
Amen. I have purpose. That's Jeremiah 29:11 and Romans 8:28. I have purpose. Glory to God. Okay, now repeat after me. I am valuable.
I am valuable.
Hallelujah. Yes, you are. I heard you. Yes, you're valuable. Amen. Hallelujah. And we see that in John 3:16, Psalm 17 and verse 8. Hallelujah. Amen. That touched somebody's heart. Yes, you are valuable. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. And the last one, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am blessed. That's from Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, and Galatians 3 and verse 8. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to say those, and you can follow me on this. We're just going to go through those seven declarations again. I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
I am free.
I am free.
I have hope.
I have hope.
I am gifted.
I am gifted.
I have purpose.
I am purpose.
I am valuable.
I am valuable.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's who you are. Glory to God. Glory to God. And God knows it because God made it so. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, today is our communion day, so we're going to get ready for communion. Make sure that you have your communion elements with you, your bread, your cracker, your juice, your water. I say water because you just turn the water into wine, so we can commune with that as well. Hallelujah. So get your communion elements together. We're going to have some praise and worship here. And then, hallelujah, and then we'll come back and have our communion in just a few moments. This is TCY.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on time, Calvary. Thank you.
Hallelujah. His blood, Hideyoshanda, his blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel the anointing, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. His presence is here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, that your blood will never lose its power. Hallelujah. And we came today to partake in your body and your blood, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to read from 1 Corinthians 11, starting at 23. Pastor Mom's going to repeat after me the first couple of verses, and then I'll read on. Okay. For I have received
of the Lord
that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed,
the same night
he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it,
and said,
Take, eat.
This is my body.
Which is broken for you. Do this.
In remembrance of me.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you. We're on 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, as the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever so eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned, with the world. For my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to pray, and then we'll have communion. So I pray that all of you have your communion elements ready. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for another opportunity to come together and commune in your name, to partake, hallelujah, of your body and your blood. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, for us to do this in remembrance of you. Hallelujah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, whose blood never loses its power. Lord God, even as we take this communion today, if there's any sickness among us, Lord God, we thank you for healing even now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing our body, and even going into our souls, our minds, our wills, our emotions, and bringing any healing into that as well. And Lord God, we ask for forgiveness of our sins in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We judge ourselves right now, lest we be judged. the things that we've done, the things that we've left undone, those things that we thought, hallelujah, that we should not have thought, Lord God. We lift that all up to you, Father God, and we ask for forgiveness. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for doing that, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Because as we partake of this communion, we want to do it clean and free. And the only way we can do that is by your spirit, by your blood. So we thank you for that right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So take your representation of the body of Christ and hold it in your hand. Lord, we lift this up to you. Hallelujah. Representing your body that was broken for us, Lord God. And we're going to take and eat now together in remembrance of you. You can take it now in Jesus' name. This is the body of Christ that was broken for you.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. I want to make sure you're okay here.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now let's take the cup. Hallelujah. This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. Amen. Let's take it together in remembrance of him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. It's one thing to know it's the blood for somebody else, but I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. And I hope you know it was the blood for you. And the blood has never lost its power. All these years, the blood, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now we're going to pray over our finances. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm going to be able to tell this testimony real soon of what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. It's still in the works, but I'm telling you, God, he is just awesome. Hallelujah. He has taken care of so many things financially. And I'm really, you know, of course, we're open for everyone to share their testimony, whether it's financial or something else that's going on. This is a wonderful day to do it when we have our tag team preaching, because, you know, you can have a scripture and a text. Bless you, Pastor Mom. You can have a scripture, you can have a text, a topic, and preach for 5 minutes. You can give your testimony for 5 minutes. You can read. Here you go, Mom. You can have a testimony for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Amen. Just whatever you would like to do to bless the Lord, you have an open door that God has opened just for you to give him some glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So any testimony that you have, you can even read your devotional, something that you read that blessed you. You have 5 minutes to do it. Amen. Okay, let's go on with our prayer for finances. Thank you, Lord God. Repeat after me. Fully engaged. Bless you, Mom. Repeat after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you.
Yes.
Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me and walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed. I'm going to stop there for a moment. The Lord is talking to us these days, and he's telling you how to disperse what he has given to you. Amen. I'm going to go back to the prayer in a minute. But I was watching a movie yesterday, a Christian movie. And it was a lot in the movie, but I'll just get to the part of being agreement as to how it's to be dispersed. So the Lord told this man to give this other man, who was basically an enemy of his, and who had been treating him really bad. And the Lord told him to give that man $200,000, which was the exact amount that he needed to keep his business going. And the man had really worked hard to get this man shut down his business, and it did for a while. But anyway, the Lord told him to give the man $200,000, and his wife was like, why are we going to give this man money and he's not, you know, treated us right? But it was such a beautiful story that the man who was giving the guy the $200,000, he had prayed first and said, Lord, you know, I would really like to help him to come to Jesus. I would like to witness to him. And that $200,000 opened up the door for this man to receive Jesus. That was a small price for this man's soul. Hallelujah. And then at the end of the movie, and of course this is a spoiler for somebody who's going to see it later. Sorry about that. So at the end of it, these two, the guy who was the bad guy ended up getting saved and saying why he was why he didn't believe in Jesus, because his mom died when he was a child, and his mom was a Christian. And so anyway, he gets saved, and then the two of them go into business together. And it was such a beautiful story. But I thought about that as we were reading through, you know, to help us to walk in total agreement as to how it's to be dispersed. That sometimes God is going to use our money, use our finances for people to come to him. Hallelujah. And we have to be open to allow God to do that. Okay, I'm back to repeat this prayer of finances. Amen. Repeat after me. Show me how I can help increase my finances and not decrease them unwisely. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. May I always be paid well for the work I do, and may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so what I have and what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you that as we sow these blessing seeds today, that we remember that it's harvest time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church through our Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC. You may also give via Zelle. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. That's 951-9921. If you're here in the Heritage House, you may give at 2E. You may also mail a check or money order to the make it payable to ESLCCC, and the address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for those who are tithing today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, as we all stand on Malachi chapter 3, where you said that you would, if we would just try you and test you on this, you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive, an awesome overflow. We thank you for that, Lord God. And then on top of that, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, that our money will not be lost, stolen, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. We thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. And then we thank you for the givers. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you for that right now, that another overflow, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11. And that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise and glory for that, Lord God. And we thank you for just even doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what the Lord said to us a couple of weeks ago? He said, you know, look for him to do something in this month that he's going to bless us in a tremendous way. Amen. So look for him to do that, and then come on and tell somebody. We're not going to be in your pocket. We're not going to be in your pocket. We just want God to get the glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to get into our, or we're going to worship the Lord as we play this song. And then we're going, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. And then we're going to go into our tag team preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's this song again. The last time I played it was on Tuesday, and I'm hearing it all over again to play this song. Hallelujah. And it's by Ty Trimmett. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Amen. Hallelujah. God is doing something.
Back up where you had it. If he did it before, he could do it again. If he did it before, he could do it again. One, two, one, two, one, two, three.
Hey, I won't give in. No, I'm not gonna turn around.
Yeah.
I know I will if I
Woo!
Don't give up now. I am waiting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Same God right now. Same God back then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, as we go into our time of tag team preaching. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the word that's going to be preached today. Thank you for the scripture showers. Thank you, Lord God, for the devotionals being read, Lord God. We thank you for just each and every one of us giving you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. Hey, Pastor Mom. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. She wants to say Psalm 23. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not
want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path
of
righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Mm-hmm. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell
in the house of the Lord
forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's the word through Pastor Mom this morning. Amen. Psalm 23. Okay. Minister Joy had her number one key press first, and then Minister Rachel and family. Anyone else? Press your number one key. I'm going to check my text to see, because sometimes the number one key does not work. Okay, good. Press your number one key. Amen. Thank you. I see you. Minister Faye. Praise God. Okay, anyone else at any time while they're speaking, you can go ahead and press your number one key. Amen. We're going to open a line for Minister Joy. Hallelujah. Our joy word of this month of the Lord. Amen. Welcome, Minister Joy.
Hello. How you doing?
I can hear you well. Hello.
Oh, great. Good morning to all.
Amen.
My message today is My message today is manifesting God's internal purpose. That's manifesting God's internal purpose. Today's scripture comes from Ephesians 3:10-13 in the CEV Bible, which says, then God will use the church to show the powers and authorities in the spiritual world that he has many different kinds of wisdom. God did this according to his eternal plan, and was able to do what he had planned because all Christ Jesus our Lord had done. Now Christ now gives us courage, confidence, and freedom so we can come to God by faith. This is why you should not be discouraged when I suffer for you. After all, it will bring honor to you. Ephesians 3:10-13 says, one youth pastor did amaze. Now, the amazing maze, they called it. It was a big, elaborate cardboard box that zigzagged the fellowship hall of the church. There was one way in and one way out. Many dark channels, bewildering dead ends, and unexpected surprises all around the maze, which ended in a free-falling slide to freedom. The students entered with different emotions. The adventurous people could not wait. They raced through and enjoyed themselves. Some were daring, yet cautious. They approached the experience like their first time to drive a car alone. Excitement, but mixed with caution. And the most interesting explorers were the timid. They stood at the entrance wondering, how long would it take to get out? Is it difficult to find the way? What if I get lost? Would I know if I'm going to be all right or which way to go? Does this sound like the way we approach life? Some of us are ambitious, others timid, some skeptical. We all want to finish the course. We all want someone to show us the way. The reluctant ones waited, unassured about entering the maze. The longer they waited, the more they feared the unknown journey. Several of the eager ones who had finished the course tried to comfort and assure the fearful. Finally, in desperation, the timid, almost in unison, asked, will you go with us? Deep in their hearts, it was a purpose, even more than guidance, which they wanted. How are we to manifest the internal purpose of the Father? In other words, how are we to manifest what God wanted to do with us before the world exists? God did not create us to see what might happen. When he created us, he had an eternal purpose, the freedom at the end of the maze. Let us define the eternal purpose. The loving will of God to make himself known through the Son, importing himself into the church. Since we are all God's children with the objective that Christ be all in all, God's eternal purpose is born out of his will. In love, God said, this is what I want to do. Through my love, I want to manifest my eternal purpose. He wants to make himself known through his Son, Christ Jesus. It says, Jesus said in John 14:9-11, that you have seen me. You have seen my Father. The works of my Father are what I have come to do. There is a way through which we can carry out the purpose, and that is through the church. Just like the zigzags of the sliding maze to freedom, the result is for the Son to be all in all and all through all. It says, he must be all in your life. He must be all in everything you do in your life, the ups, the downs, the zigs, the zags of life. If we understand this, the main objective, it says the main objective of the church should be to manifest the Son until he is all in all. The activity in every child of God is to manifest the life of Christ. We must each do this in the environment where we develop into Christ is all in all. We have an excitement, a function as the church, the eternal purpose of God. Before you and I were born, God said, I want to create man and woman to be on earth. They will make Christ known. They will manifest Christ and be all in all. Now, on the first Christmas night in Bethlehem, God was manifested into flesh in 1 Timothy 3:16. The manifestation was the person of Jesus Christ coming in the form of a newborn baby. The scripture says concerning Christ, in him dwelled all fullness of the Godhead bodily in Colossians 2:9. This manifestation of God is by far the most complete revelation God ever gave to the world. If you want to know what God is like, then take a long look at Jesus Christ. In him were displayed not only the perfections that have been exhibited in the creation, such as purpose, wisdom, power, and majesty, but also divine perfections, justice, mercy, grace, and love. The world became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, in John 1:14. To his disciples, Jesus said, "You believe in God, believe also in me," in John 14:1. This sequence of faith is inevitable. It says, if we believe in what God made and what God said, we will believe in the one whom God sent. It's easy to get caught up in the fascination of the season, but we should not let the tinsel and the novelty of the holiday blind us from the truth about the eternal purpose of Christ that will transform hearts and lives. The truth is, Jesus comes to earth to save mankind, can be real in each heart. Therefore, God is highly exalting him and giving him the name which is above every name. That is the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In Philippians 2, 9, and 11, you have a purpose. Never forget you have a purpose. Even when everything seems meaningless, God still has a purpose for your life. And a prayer that says, Lord, it often seems our lives are zigzag, swimming from challenge to challenge. And then it says, today, help us to see you in the midst of whatever we face. Show us an elaborate miracle manifestation of your purpose and meaning you bring to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Joy. Manifesting God's internal purpose. Hallelujah. I felt like I was on a little ride there with you. Amen. Because it went from the amazing maze, and then we started talking about Christmas. That was good. Hallelujah. Just love how all of that, how all of that came together. Amen. And we are the church. We're the one who carries out his purposes. And if we want to see the Lord, look at Jesus. We want to see the Father God, look at Jesus. And that we're expecting the manifestation of the Son in our lives until he is all in all. And it made me think about the pearls to ponder, as you were saying that, how we were talking about in the pearls to ponder, we were saying about how the joy, having the joy of the Lord is when he just becomes a part of our life. Hallelujah. So, amen. All this is flowing together. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Joy. Appreciate that word this morning. Amen. And I'm always laugh when you're the first one to press your number one key. Keep doing it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Rachel, hallelujah. I understand it's just going to be Minister Rachel this morning. And that's fine,
hi,
too. Welcome,
hi,
Minister Rachel.
Well, God bless you all. Thank God for allowing us to see today and bless his holy name. He gave me some scriptures to read.
Amen.
And, After that, I'll do one song.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay. By His grace, I'm going to start with Jeremiah 33, verses 2 through 3. So this is Jeremiah 33, verse 2 and verse 3. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it. The Lord is His name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And I'm going to be going into 2 Corinthians, but I'm going to read verse 17, verse 18, and verse 19, all the way to 21. Then I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 18. So I'm going to start first with 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17, 18, 19, and 20, and 21. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Thank you, Lord. Now, then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I'm going to say hallelujah on that. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus. And now I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 all the way to 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? And what concord have Christ and Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean. I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is leading me to read 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Join. Love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just read
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, of the spirit, of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Receive us, we that wrong no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. I speak not this to condemn you. For I have said, therefore, that ye are in our hearts to die and to live with you. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joy in all our tribulation. For when we were come unto Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side, without were fighting, within were fears. Nevertheless, God that comforted those that are cast down comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice the more. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent. Though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle have made you sorry through it were but for a season. Now I rejoice not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, for ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing that is sowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this manner. Wherefore, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause that had done the wrong, nor for his cause that suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear unto you. Therefore, we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more joyed we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. For if I have boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed. But as we spake all things to you in truth, even so our boasting, which I made before Titus, is found a truth, and his inward affection is more abundant toward you, with he remembered the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. I rejoice therefore that I have confidence in you, in you in all things. And I thank you, God, for the reading of your word. He also told me to go to Hebrews. Oh, God, I should have had that open already. I'm so sorry, Lord. Oh, it's right here. Thank you, Lord. It is Hebrews 10. And thank you, Lord. Okay. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins, but in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. It is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offerings, thou shouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offering and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadest pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. Taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Sacrifice through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And verse 23 of chapter 10 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Hallelujah. And verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So, Daddy God, I thank you that every year that you bless us to provoke one another in you, Lord, to continue in you, building up all of us, through all of us, you working through us, Christ in us, the hope of glory, building up one another on our most holy faith, everything that is you, Heavenly Father, helping us, cleansing us, just searching our hearts, Lord, trying us, and just continuously loving us. Hallelujah. And your precious unfailing blood washing away everything that is not like you. And thank you for perfecting all things. And thank you for giving us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. I truly appreciate you, Heavenly Father. And I thank you for everyone on this line, from the host all the way to each and every one of us that's listening and those who will be listening in the future. Thank you for every life you save, Lord, every heart you touch, every soul you mend, and everyone you heal. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you keep, cover, establish, strengthen, and continue to show us you, even in this upcoming new year and many years to come, if you so tarry, Lord. But even so, let Jesus come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Love you all. God bless. I love you, Pastor Mom, and everyone else.
Amen. 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 We thank God for the scripture showers today. And what I thought about with the scripture shower is it started with we are new creatures in Christ. And the scriptures that went after that really, to me, what I heard from it is to help us to know what a new creature in Christ looks like. And how they behave, how we behave as new creatures in Christ. Amen. Amen. So thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. And I'll put that together with manifesting God's internal purpose. Amen. We're new creatures in Christ. And so the Lord wants us to be new in him, not unequally yoked, and that we hold fast the profession of our faith. Not wavering. Amen. So thank you. That was my shorthand of everything, Minister Rachel. God bless you. And I said, well, she took the time of Minister Rachel and family. Hallelujah. So even though the family didn't come on, she used the family time. Praise God. Amen. Opening the line now for you, Minister Faye. Praise the Lord. After that is Minister Amber. Praise God. Anybody else? Press your number one key. I see you, Pastor Price. Amen. Minister Faye, welcome.
Thank you. The scripture says, Satan comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. And I was going through a bad marriage, and I said, Lord, I've got to have a go-to scripture. So when things get hot, I have a defense. And he gave me the scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. And I would repeat that scripture over and over again. Sometimes I use it twice a day. Sometimes I use it three times a day. Sometimes I would use it all day. But it was my defense, and it kept me higher. It kept me strong. Hallelujah. And if Satan can't get you one way, he'll come another. So in this particular incident, my children would leave to go to school early. My husband would go to work. And then I got a phone. Things were just quiet and still in the house. Then I got this phone call. And this person began to tell me unfavorable things about his wife. And I knew his wife because we were friends. So I told him, I said, well, the things you're telling me sounds to me like you need to just talk them over with her. And I hurry up and made the conversation short. So the next day, about the same time, the phone rang. I didn't answer it. The next day, the phone rang. I didn't answer it. The next day, they stopped. But
all
that
right.
Just goes to show if Satan can't get you one way, he'll try another. But God has to be your defense. He said we are to build ourselves up on our most holy faith with prayer and with praise and worship in him. And that's what we have to do. We have to insulate ourselves.
Amen.
That's it.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that wonderful testimony. Amen. It's good to have a scripture to stand on, you know, especially what you were going through, and he gave you a good one to stand on. Hallelujah. Because I'm sure that, you know, that spirit of fear try to come up on you. But to know that you have love, power, and a sound mind. Because during any kind of divorce, it was like, people try to think about, well, did I do this? Did I do that? What this and that and this? But that's a excellent scripture for that. And then I like, you know, and like you said, the enemy will try to come at you with somebody else any kind of way. You know, the scripture that says for every way that the enemy comes, he got to flee seven ways.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And then, what is it? In Proverbs, and flee sevenfold. Hallelujah. Oh, and repay sevenfold. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that, you know, what you did was like perfect. You had talked to this man, but what he was trying to, it looked like he was trying to establish some kind of communication with you.
Mm-hmm.
And leaning on you during that time.
Yep.
And might have tried to be hitting on you some too. So the Lord let you see what that was, and after a couple of phone calls, he was done with that. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I look at that as submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So thank you so much for sharing, Minister Faye.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Amber, opening up your line. Anyone else, please press your number one key. Okay, Minister Amber.
Hello.
Good
morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good morning to you all. I've really enjoyed the messages thus far, and I truly thank God for each and every one of you. My message for this morning is Jesus is the reason for the season. And I'm also going to give some ways that we can celebrate him during this time of the year. And it's so important that we always redirect our focus to Jesus during this season and every season, because so many things can come up and it can be a stressful time for many, but it doesn't have to be a stressful time for us, because we know who the holiday is about. We can trust in him, and we can keep our thoughts and minds and our hearts fixed and focused on him. And Jesus being the reason for the season, my first scripture is Isaiah 9:6. And it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." He came so that he can be all of those things for us, and we can receive him as those things. So as we are in the holiday season, we must know that Jesus is the reason for every single season in our lives, because he paved the way for us to have a connection with the Father. He shares with us through his word, and through his word we know the truth. We can tell the truth from the lies of the world, and we can reverence him in every single season. And Jesus is the reason for every season, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. We must remember that in our hearts each and every day. So the first thing we can do to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season is to celebrate him and find ways to celebrate him. And it's so easy to get distracted with so many things, and you know, our classic movies that we might like to watch and things like that, like Rudolph and things like that. But we must always celebrate our Father God and turn our attention to him. Scriptures that we can do that. And first, we can give Jesus the gift of our time. We are so busy during this time thinking about our loved ones and just so many things going on. But we can just take time and give Jesus the gift of our time. It says redeeming the time, because the days are there are evil. But the first part of it in the message says, make the most of every chance that you get. These are desperate times. So we must make the most of every chance that we get to spend time with our Heavenly Father, because there's so much going on in the world right now. So you must take time with him. We must find daily time to just get still and quiet, no matter what holiday shows might be on. We must take quality time with our Father God, and this will give us time to spend with him so that he can posture us to have our eyes fixed and focused on him, and we can our hearts can be filled with peace. And then also, we must also worship him with songs of praise. This is a joyful time for celebrating our Father God's, Jesus' birth. This is the time to really praise him. And we should just spend time all day long praising his name and singing praise songs to him each and every day. And then also, we must also take time to pray purposely. Like so many times, of course, we pray he wants to hear from us, but we must set time out to pray. We must thank Jesus for being the way and the truth and the life for us and always being there for us. And then Jesus being the reason of the season is we must honor the truth of our Father God. We must know the truth. And so many times there are stories told around Christmas times, certain figures and just so many things that we must always know the truth and what Christmas is really about. And we must hold tightly to the truth that through the scriptures so that we can decipher what is true and what's not true. And we can do that by reading a part of the Christmas story. Every single year I hear something different, or God opens up the eyes of my understanding to hear different things about the Christmas story. So we can read Luke 1 and 2 and Matthew 1 and 2, and we can read with our family so that we can know without shouting out the true meaning, what really happened in the Christmas story. And we must continue to dig into the Word of God. And if we don't know where to start, we can always go back over the Gospels during this time. We must take time to reflect. We reflect on so many things. We have so many holiday memories with our families. We need to take time and reflect on how good God has been to us this year, over the years of our lives. God has been so good. We need to reflect on that. We must take a moment to lift him up and pray and thank God for all that he has done, and invite God into our hearts and just praise him. We must give Jesus thanks and praise for every single day of the year. I always say my favorite thing to say is Christmas is every day when Jesus is in your life. And that is so true. Every single season with God is a great season. So we must really reflect on that. And some ways that we can also celebrate his Jesus' birthday, because I always say happy birthday, Jesus, is we can bake a cake for Jesus. I know we make so many cakes during the holiday, but we can have one cake and we can just dedicate it to him. Like, Lord, this is Jesus, this is your birthday cake. And we can put up decorations. As we're putting up decorations, we don't do it as, okay, this is Christmas decorations just to be pretty, but Lord, we decorated for your birthday, Jesus. We bless us so that we can continue to decorate for your birthday. This should be a joyful season, reverencing him, knowing who is about, knowing what Christmas, the meaning of Christmas is, our Lord and Savior. So for this Christmas season, I want each and every one of us to reflect and know that Jesus is the reason for this season and every season, and that we should fix and focus our minds and hearts toward him and truly celebrate him during this time. God bless you all.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hope you guys can hear me now. Amen. My phone was doing something weird. Minister Amber, you still on? Your line is open.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yes. I hope all is well.
Okay. All right. Did you all hear the song?
Yes, we did.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. My phone was just doing some weird stuff. I just put a new whatever on it, it was just acting weird. I don't know. So anyway, were you finished, Minister Amber?
Yes, I was.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I don't know if you heard what I said, but what I was saying was that. It reminded me of a song that I heard that I really like, and it's called In Every Time and Every Season, I Have a Reason. You know, you're God, and I have a reason to worship. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. what it made me think about. And, you know, what you were saying was Christmas is every day with Jesus. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing and all the ways that we can just remember him and celebrate him at this time. So much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, you too. Thank you all for holding on. When there are technical things going on over here. Okay. Pastor Price, I'm going to open up your line. Sister Joanne, Minister Joanne, I did see you had pressed your number one key. We can come back to you after Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Hi, Apostle. Can you hear me? Is it static?
I hear you. I hear you, but there's some staticky things going on.
I had my headphones on. They've been telling me something's wrong with my headphones. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, much better.
You can hear me much better now?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
It must have been the headphones.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much. You know, when we couldn't hear you and you put that song on, I went up in the spirit. I didn't know if something was going on with Mama. I was binding every spirit of death and dying, every spirit of infirmity, everything. I was dispatching angels over there to you because I didn't know what was going on. But I was praying in
Thank
the spirit and interceding and trusting Daddy God to work behind the scenes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just know we start praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, it's peaceful over here. Mom is doing some interesting things over here. But it's just so cute. She's taking her sheet and making like a flower looking thing out of her sheet. So
wow,
it was peaceful here. But the like I said, my phone, I put a new version on not too long ago, and everything just kind of like went blank. So I can still communicate online, so I'll just put the song on, and maybe they'll get it. There's something's going on. So thank you for the prayer.
Thank you. I'm so glad everything was all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just know that whenever anything come up, we're interceding. Because I said, if she working with mama, she ain't going to be able to answer that phone. I'm praying now. And God sees. He knows. He's the one that's working. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Right there with you. Glory to God. And we cover mama. You all began to be able to go to this next phase of what God is doing. And she'll be able to not only go to that next phase, but she'll be able to enjoy it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I wanna start off today with this. I'm gonna start off with a song and listen now. Bear with me because I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I just thank God. Hallelujah. For what he's doing in our lives. The word that the Lord has given for me today in these tag team preaching is getting to know God better so that we can know too much about him to doubt him. Getting to know God better so that we can know too much about him to doubt him. And then as I began, there was a secular song that came up in my spirit. And this secular song was sung by Julie Andrews. It says, getting to know you. Getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Remember, I'm not the singer. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Then it says, second verse says, getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Because there are people who get with God, don't know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy. Because all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you. And so that song so ministered to my heart about hallelujah, about getting to know him. Because we'll know too much about him to be able to doubt him. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to get to know him better. So we'll find it, so that it will be easy to have faith in him, to provide what we need, to work just like when this situation, where we didn't know what was going on with you and mom, immediately to go into prayer. Immediately to bind everything that's not of God, but to say, Lord, you're right there with them. Touch, Lord God. Heal, deliver, keep my mama. He conned the whole shot. So we can, as we begin to get it to know him better, to know him intimately, it becomes so very important that we really come to know God intimately. Because everything that we receive from God comes out of knowing him. I'm going to say that again. Everything that we receive from God comes out of knowing him. One of the reasons somebody said that the Christian life has been so hard for a lot of people, and including people who've heard and been taught in faith and confession, is because he said that they haven't really developed a personal relationship with God. They don't know him intimately. Hallelujah. It says when you really know a person intimately, then you can know them and trust in them. It's not hard to believe in them. I've been working with ones in different times when people are going through. And the major thing is that they don't see that God is working behind the scene, that God is the greatest one. He's able to work in any situation if we would but trust him, who he is in our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that God is still calling for us during this time to really develop a personal relationship with him. Hallelujah, to become intimate with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, but if you don't know God very well, Satan can discredit him to you and say all kinds of false things about him. And some people will accept those lies because he is the father of lies. But God, I want you to know so much about me that when situations come up, you will not doubt me. And our relationship with God is so special because he wants us to be assured. He wants us to have that blessed assurance, as Fanny Crosby saying, that we can trust him to act on our best interest, no matter what the situation is. But getting to know God, he wants us to get to know him so well that nobody and no one can talk us out of his goodness towards us. Glory to God. I sometimes think about Minister Rachel, and I've been able to stand with her during certain times when she's gone through some things, to be able to even be aware. But one of the things that I saw when, in one of the times I was standing with Minister Rachel, was that she would take no for an answer. She is not going to doubt her God. No matter how it looked, no matter how it seemed, no matter what the doctors say or anybody else say, she said, I'm trusting God. This is my stand. She didn't say it like that, but I saw her. And I remember interceding and praying with her about a situation maybe a couple of years, a year or so ago. And I said, look at this thing. You could actually see her trust and her faith in God and who he is and who he is in her life. Now, very quickly, I want to go over very, very quickly some words in the Bible about to know. Because if we can understand that God wants us to know too much about him, he wants us to be intimately acquainted with him. The Old Testament word for knowledge and to know is yada, Y-A-D-A. Many of you are very familiar with that. And that yada has a wide range of meaning, from knowing someone intimately to knowing about them, from knowing how to do something to proceed, to learn, to experience something. In Genesis 4:1, the word of God says, and Adam knew Eve. That word knew, yada. He yada Eve, his wife, and she conceived. That's an intimacy that's so intimate. Hallelujah. Now, we're not talking about a physical intimacy with God, but what we're talking about here is intimately knowing him so that we would know too much about him to doubt him. Genesis 4, verse 25, it says, and Adam knew his wife again. And she bare a son and called his name Seth. So again, that word yada speaks of intimacy, of knowing, really knowing someone intimately. Glory to God. It's something to know of God. And even you can see people and not know them. I have had the divine privilege by God to have several over the years of my walk with God where God would let me see Jesus. Jesus would be able to appear before me. And appear to me and talk to me. That didn't mean I know him because I saw him. Seeing him is not what you can, I'm talking about seeing him with your natural eye. Commendable because he got my attention. Yes, he did get my attention. When I was sitting in a church in Atlanta and went for Joy's graduation, and when I got there at the church, Jesus appeared before me while I'm sitting there. And I'm sitting there and going, and he said that when you tell this, he said, you tell them that I stayed in your face a long time. It wasn't just a short period of time. And so then when the experience lifted, Joyce sitting next to me in the church, Amber's on the other side, and I look at Joyce and said, Joyce, the Lord just appeared before me. So I said, what does that mean, Mama? I said, I don't know. And so then that night, I didn't know. I got very ill. And that night, I ended up, they admitted me into the hospital in Atlanta right before Joy's graduation from college. And when they admitted me, they had to do, they wouldn't do a regular treadmill test. They did a chemical treadmill thing with me. I mean, not treadmill, but chemical, whatever that kind of test is, what they do on the treadmill for the heart. And when they gave me the medicine triggered something that they had to start to give me something to bring this, whatever this was doing, the heart rate down. And so, but then while I'm laying there and I'm seeing them moving and trying to get things done where I was concerned, then I had a peace upon me because I remembered him being in my face the day before that and staying that long time. So I just sat there peaceful. And the lady said, and they're saying, it's not coming down. It's not coming down. And they're doing, and she said, are you all right? Are you all right? I said, yes. And it was because God was allowing me to know I'm with you, Helen. I'm with you, Helen. I'm with you in this situation. And they soon they got it back down, and then they were peaceful. But I had been at peace because God was with me. So, but doing that, of having that vision of God, and it's been many times that God has done this with me. I'm talking about in various times and seasons and places, but it still didn't let me know Him intimately. The way I've got to know Him is through Him and His Word. His Word, spending time with Him in His Word. Let me go on a little further. The Word of God said in John 8:31, so He said to the Jews who had believed Him, if you continue in My Word, you're truly My disciples. And then it says in verse 32, and you shall know the truth. That word in the Greek is genosko. And that also speaks of our intimate relationship with the person. He said, you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Somebody said, it's not, he said, the only truth that you're going to really know is the truth that you're intimately acquainted with. We can know the truth, and that's an intimate acquaintance with. It's more than just when we talk about we're having a knowledge of God to know too much about Him. It's more than just getting a lot of facts. It's not just getting a lot of facts about Him. But genosko is the kind of knowledge that leads to love and obedience. You can't tell me you love God and you're not going to be obedient to Him. All men shall know that you're God's disciples by your love for one another. We're not going to be mean as junkyard dogs and say, as Christians I'm talking about, the world may be mean as junkyard dogs, but we can't be mean as junkyard dogs, sniping, hating on even the people in the body of Christ. Because He says, if we walk in the light, if He's in the light, we are going to have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. So this word genosko, of being intimately, it's the truth that you're intimately acquainted with that's going to make you free. And God wants us to be intimately acquainted with Him through His Word. Glory to God. In 2 Peter 1 and verse 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The way we're going to receive grace, every earthly blessing, favor, and special ability for what we're called to do, the way we're going to receive peace and any blessing that we have is through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. That means being intimately acquainted. That's why when we look at the pearls to ponder, and an apostle goes in with the pearls to ponder each week, that we can come to know Him intimately. His presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Yes, we look at the scripture that talks about that God does not want us haughty and arrogant. When those who are rich, don't be haughty, don't be arrogant. But then at the end of that very verse, He says, for God richly gives us all things to enjoy. God said, I'm going to give you richly all things. Romans 8:32 says, He said, if He gave His Son for us, how would He not also with Him freely give us all things? I love Luke 15 and verse 31 that says, He, you're forever with me, and all that I have belongs to you. All that I have belongs to you. I love Matthew 7 and verse 11. He said, the ones who are evil know how to give good gifts to their children. How much more will your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask? God says, you got to know my character. You got to know my nature. You got to know my ways. Glory to God. And that 2 Peter 1 in the Amplified Bible says, grace and peace to you many times over. As you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus our Master, everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know. Remember that song I sing, getting to know you, getting to know all about you. He says, everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. That's the best. It amplifies the best invitation we've ever received. We've got to know Him. Now, as I close, I'm going to give just another couple of scriptures real quick. Jeremiah 9 and verse 23 in the Old Testament says, this is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, nor the strong man in his strength, nor the wealthy man in his riches, but let him who boasts. He said, you're going to brag on something? He'll not brag on this, that he understands and knows me. Now, I am the Lord who exercises, and look, he's going to tell you about his character and his nature. He said, I am the Lord who exercises loving devotion, justice, and righteousness on the earth. Now listen to this. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. That's a picture of who God is. He said, I am the Lord who exercises loving devotion. God said, I love you so much. I gave the best I had to give for you, which is my precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And as I say by the Holy Spirit, that's a lot of love. God said, I got a lot of love for you. If you're listening to this at another time many years from now, you got to know God loves you. Don't you buy the lie of the devil that God don't love you. God said, I gave the best I had to give for you. And he said, he's the one who exercises loving devotion and justice. And you might wonder, well, what about the part when I see God, you know, the long suffering his apostle has gone through and the pearls to ponder the patience of God. He would go through and have so much patience and long suffering before you'll see him get up and come up and do something. But when he does, God says, I see what they're doing to you. I know. I see, I know, and I care. And I'm working behind the scenes just for you. Then in John 17 and verse 3, it says, now this is eternal life, that they may know you. This is eternal life, that they may be intimately acquainted with you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. And the last scripture today, I love this scripture because the Apostle Paul's heart cry, this is the cry from his heart that is found in Philippians 3 and verse 10. And it should also be our heart's cry, oh, that we may know him. Oh, that we may be intimately, personally acquainted with him enough that we'll love him, obey him, we'll trust him, we'll have faith that even when things seem like they're going awry, that we may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. So as I close today again, that's the word that God has placed upon my heart today. It's getting to know God better so that we can know too much about him to doubt him. God bless each one of you. Apostle, I turn it back over to you and go on mute.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Getting to know God better so we know too much about him to doubt him. Amen. Amen. Good, wonderful word. You know, and we think about the word know, and it's like, okay, I know what that word means, but it's always good to give a definition of the word. And that, you know, knowing him is more than just knowing about him, that it's a true encounter with the Lord. Hallelujah. And what I thought about, you were talking about trusting God, that, you know, we have to trust him to know him intimately. And I think about this, I'm trying to think of who said it. Excuse me, Charles Spurgeon. And I put these words in a song as well about that we can't always trace God's hand, but we can trust his heart. And when you think about tracing God's hand, it's like if we take some tracing paper and put it over a picture, and then we can trace that picture out on that tracing paper. Well, a lot of times we can't trace God's hand to see how he's putting everything together, but we can surely trust his heart every time. And that's when we get to know God, as we trust his heart. We can't follow everything that he's doing because sometimes it looks like it goes way in left field somewhere. So we have to continue to trust God. And the more we trust him, the more we know that even though it may look like something went way off somewhere, that we can trust God's heart to bring things back together again. And then I thought about something that I heard many, many years ago when you said getting to know God is more than just getting a lot of facts and putting a lot of facts together. And this was an example that was given, oh boy, this is probably about 30 years ago. And someone said it's like this. It's like, if you have like that old-fashioned water pump and you can pump the water comes out, well, that there are people who would know how to take that pump apart, that water pump, take it completely apart, lay it all out part by part, and then put the pump all back together again. But unless they really drink of what that pump can do, unless they really drink the water, they could possibly die from thirst. And so it's like, you know, just knowing a lot of facts about the Lord is not knowing him, but really drinking, hallelujah, drinking from the living water is what's really going to cause us to know him for ourselves and to know too much about him to doubt him. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price, for sharing. Hallelujah. Now, I still see you, Minister Joanne. I know we're a little bit in overtime, but I'm going to give you an opportunity. Apparently, the Lord's saying something through you. Minister Joanne, did you have something? Minister Joanne?
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, praise the Lord. Good afternoon, all the ministers and all my brothers and sisters that are in Christ Jesus. I thank God for every day that he gives us. I thank God for your mom. And when the phone went blank, I just started interceding for you.
Amen.
And for mom.
Thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus. He gave me a title, Be Still and Know That I'm God. Psalms 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, even present help in trouble. Verse of 10, he said, Be still and know that I'm God. I will exalt you among the nation and I will exalt you in the earth. So God is saying in this season, be still and know that I'm God. The sheep knows my voice, and a stranger he will not follow. You just be still and be quiet, and God will speak to you in this season, in this time, you will know his voice. So that's the word that he gave to me to tell you, a prophetess kills it. You be still and know that I'm your God. Whatever you need, I got it. Whatever you need, I got it. Whatever you need, I got it. I got your back. Because our back is exposed. But God said, I got you covered from head to toe. He said, keep on the whole armor of God. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He said, just be still. Psalms 20, 46, and verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. When everything around us is troubling, you can look at the world today. Everything is going on, killing, murdering, everything, adultery, everything is going on. But God said, be still and know that I'm God. I will bring you through. I will see you out. Whatever trouble or situation, there's nothing too hard, but God won't do. Even this week, I got a report that helps me pay my rent. They lower my rent this month. I said, God, thank you. Nobody can see it. When the rent goes up, God brings it down. And I said, Lord, only that you can do these things. I believe and I trust God. And I have fallen in love with God. Fallen in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be.
Hallelujah.
That's my word for today, falling in love with Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
I love you, Mom, and I love you, Prophetess Kizzy. I love everybody that came on today. It was a good word. It was an excellent word from the Lord. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. And I continue to pray for your mom and continue to pray for everybody that's on the line today. Love you.
All right.
More.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Be still and know. Hallelujah. Be still and know too much about him to doubt him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Be still and know him intimately. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Fall in love with Jesus. Let this be personal. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, everything just has just come together today by his Spirit. Everything was intertwined and linked up together, and we thank God for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That was Pastor Mom. Minister Joy, manifesting God's internal purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Minister Rachel, hallelujah, how she walked us through the scriptures, being a new creature in Christ. Hallelujah, and what that looks like. And then Minister Faye with the testimony. Hallelujah, testimony of not having the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. And then just learning how to insulate ourselves. Hallelujah. And continue to focus on the Lord no matter what kind of distractions try to happen. And then Minister Amber, Jesus is the reason for the season. Hallelujah. Amen. And Christmas is every day with Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And then Pastor Price, getting to know him, getting to know God better. That was a good song, Pastor Price. I had never thought about that song in terms of Jesus, but the words are really, really point to Jesus when your heart is there, you know? So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that, getting to know God better so that we know too much about him to doubt him. And then Minister Joanne, be still and know I am God. My sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. And falling in love with Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. So if you are listening today and you hung with us all this time, God bless your heart. And if you're not for sure that you are saved, that you are born again, you want the Lord to be manifesting in you. You want to be that new creature in Christ Jesus. You want to just, you know him intimately, and so you can be able to be still and know that he's God, and then you can go ahead and really celebrate Christmas. Hallelujah. Not just the lights and the gifts, but celebrate Christmas because God is manifesting his internal purpose on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants to be your shepherd, so you shall not want. So if you don't know Jesus for sure as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we want to pray over you. Lord God, we ask you to touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for your precious Holy Spirit. Just put your precious Holy Spirit on the inside of them and fill them to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to even think right. Power to read the Word of God and to understand it. And then power, hallelujah, hallelujah, to speak in their very own prayer language. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And then we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We just celebrated 11 years. Hallelujah. We celebrated the Lord for 11 years of this ministry being together. And so we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. And the way you connect with us is via phone. And our phone number is area code 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And then we have, and the way our services, we meet together on these days. Every Sunday, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsley, the apostolic pastor, every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Next Sunday, our very own Pastor Mom will be speaking on next Sunday. Amen. So join us. Hallelujah. And then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasure. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And our interpretation of tongues has been showing up in the headlines lately. Praise God. And so that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on two Wednesdays of the month, the second Wednesday of the month, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The second Wednesday of the month is our prophetic healing, and this is the last one of the year. So tell your friends and your family, hallelujah, and so that they can come and be healed before the end of this year. Our co-host is Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And the last time we met, there were eight healings that happened. So, and one was a lady who was scheduled for surgery. And after the prayer, they checked her again, and she no longer needs surgery. Amen. So tell your friends, tell your family about it. And the next one will be this Wednesday, December the 13th. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then the newest addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts is our Anointed Pandemic Babies, where we are praying for these babies that made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. God has poured out his spirit on these babies, and they are doing special things. Hallelujah. And so we are praying for the babies. We're praying for their parents. And the next time we will meet is on Wednesday, the 27th of December, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And our co-host is Pastor Catherine Coleman. Then on Thursdays, hallelujah, on Thursdays we're back to boot camp season. Glory to God. And our boot camp will be Prophecy Boot Camp with Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne. They are prophets who are just they prophesy. God uses them to prophesy with pinpoint accuracy, and they're going to come and share some of the behind-the-scenes things that they have learned from the Lord about prophecy so that we can be prepared to bring a word whenever the Lord wants to bring a word through us. So it will be the prophetic Boot camp will be every Wednesday, every in the month of December, starting on this Thursday. Praise God, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So please join us as the Lord gives opportunity for you to do that. Amen. And so now we're going to get ready to close out. We're going to have Pastor Mom to close us out. And then, Minister Rachel, I got your text. After Pastor Mom closes us out, sing the song, and we're going to close with the song because, hallelujah, we're going to close with the song, with you singing today. Amen. But first of all, Pastor Mom is going to, amen. We're going to close us out. May the Lord. How was everything today? Did you enjoy the service?
Oh, okay.
You enjoyed the service today?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen.
Okay.
May the Lord watch. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Amen. Amen. Minister Rachel, okay, you may sing the song.
Okay. When you had mentioned the Lord is my shepherd, God took me to Psalms 23. Before, when you had mentioned, I was already turned to Psalms 23. And he says, just sing it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. When they comfort me, thou preparest a table before me. In the presence of my enemy, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still
water. He restores my soul. He leads me to righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will see no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou repairest the decayed Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over, shaking me, and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell, and I will dwell, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, forever, hallelujah. And this word forever means my Father, omnipotent, redeemer, everlasting, victorious, eternal righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for that. You are that and more. Because to know you is to love you, and to be guided by you is love. Thank you, Father God, for being our shepherd, for being our Lord, for hearing us, God. Even when tears fall down, you hear our tears. That's how much you love us. And when we sigh and we groan, you hear us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love that's around us, your love that's in St. Louis, your love that's in Memphis, your love that's all around this world, Lord, that you made. You in every home, every heart is touched. Thank you, Father God. You are our shepherd, and we will be still and know that you are our God, and you will be exalted among the heathen, and you will be exalted in the earth. We love you, God. And as we put you first, you will continue to be exalted. Be thou exalted, Lord, in our hearts and souls, in Jesus' name. And thank you for this service and every service that you bless, Lord, that come from these broadcasts. Thank you for your blood that covers them.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus'
name.
We
bless
your
name, Lord.
Bless your holy name.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
God bless you all. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Church.